The exhortation this morning is based on 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Hear the word of God. The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness blinded his eyes. The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in darkness until now. If you want to come here and call yourself a Christian, then hating your brother is not an option. What is hatred? Not wishing well for your brother, that's hatred. Harming or mistreating your brother, that's hatred. Stealing from your brother, lying to him, defrauding him, misleading him, all hatred. Maybe the harder question here is, what is love? Because the word has been so abused in our time, we've been fed a Hallmark version of love for so long that it's difficult to actually think of it as something more than sappy emotions, chocolate, roses, kind words. But those things aren't love. Historically, love has been understood to be actions, not feelings. Our reading says, the one who loves his brother abides in the light. That means working, not feeling, on behalf of your brother. Actively seeking his good, working toward things that will benefit him, and working toward his safety. Those things are love. Chiefly, loving your brother means looking out for his eternal well-being. Is your brother following the Lord? Is he adding on other beliefs that will eventually drag him away from the faith? Does he have split attention? Is he worshiping the things of the world as much as he does the Lord? Telling him is loving him. To allow him to carry on in sin is to hate your brother, no matter how pleasant you are to his face. At the end of the day, the Lord doesn't demand pleasantries of his children. He demands faith and obedience. Correcting your erring brother is love. Ignoring it is hate. Now, do not misunderstand what I'm saying here. The Christian ought to be charitable. The Christian ought to be filled with joy in such a way that we are actually pleasant people. But we can't stop there. We have to serve our brother and care for him, even when it doesn't seem pleasant. Christ served men in his earthly ministry, and it wasn't always pleasant. It meant long days and nights proclaiming the kingdom, even when he was tired. It also meant rebuking sinful behavior boldly. That's love, and that's walking in the light, because he is the light. Even when we have righteous anger against our brother, and that will happen from time to time, be it a familial brother, someone in the community, or our country, we must be seeking their good. We can call people to repentance. We can advocate for things that they don't necessarily want to happen, but are actually good for them. But we cannot ever hate them. If we do, the last part of the reading applies to us. The one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness. The charge this morning is to love your brother. Really love him. Don't Hallmark love him. Love him. James 2:16 says, "And one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and be filled,' and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body. What use is that?" We actually love our brother. So we don't just hope for them to be cared for, we work to make it happen, as God has given us the ability to do so. This is the model that Jesus Christ taught us. Jesus loves us. He loved us when he was healing, doing healing miracles, and he loved us from the cross. Walk in the light and love your brother. When someone makes you angry, and it's bound to happen, do not respond in hatred. That's darkness, and it will blind us so that we do not remember the grace we have received in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the mission and ministry of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the light that he has given us. We thank you for the role model that he has been for us. And we thank you most of all for the salvation that he has given to us. Help us always by your Holy Spirit to abide in the light and never to stumble in darkness because of hatred in our heart. Lord, protect our spirits. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.